Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Aligned and Unapologetic, a podcast where we showcase stories of women claiming their identities, stepping into their power, and living their life as their full-ass self, unapologetically. My name is Antoinette, your coach Unapologetic. Join me as we dive into the riveting and inspiring stories of my guests to empower you to start your unapologetic journey. Let the work begin. Hello, my unapologetic ones. Welcome to 2022. I know. Congratulations. We have made it here. I just want to take a quick second to greet you all. Happy New Year. Happy 2022. This is obviously not the first episode that I publish in 2022, but I want to take a second and just acknowledge how 2021 wasn't kidding you all. It meant a business. 2021, well, if we're being honest, 2020 and 2019, and personally for me, 2018, wasn't kidding. They meant business, they meant progress, they meant change. And they want it hard. They want it now, and they want it seriously. And so, just like you all, I am hoping that 2022 with the angel numbers of 22 is giving us a break and we could chill out a bit and have some fun and reap the benefits of the work that we've done in the past 3 or 4 years. And if you're like me going through your Saturn return, we're almost there in Aquarius season. We're almost there. Hang on tight. 2022 is the last year and everything will fall into place. I know it's been tough. It's been real. But it's needed, isn't it? To your debut, to whatever it is that you are meant to do in this world. And I just want to quickly share with you some of the thoughts and musings that I have at the beginning of this year. Well, almost towards the end of the year. If you've been listening to my show, first of all, thank you. And you would know all the crazy things that has been happening in my life. Thus, the on and off episodes in my show and my on and off appearance or presence in the online streets. I had a very bad COVID experience that almost ended my life. And 20 days after that, I lost my mom. And it's been challenging. But not to diminish any of the bad feelings, right? I acknowledge that I had to experience all that I experienced because I needed to learn something. And I needed to learn it that way. And with the new lens coming into 2022, I wrote something, honestly, just last night, that has been culminating in my head for a while now. And I feel like I want to share this with you. This seems like something that you would already know, that this seems that something that is, duh, obviously, you would know this, right? But you don't really. Like, you don't really get the heart of the essence of this message until you do. So allow me to read it to you. I'm speaking from a place of privilege, not in status, not in money, not in other forms of worldly privilege. I am privileged with the support system that I have with my husband and my kids, my family and my friends, and my community. I can say I am privileged in spirituality and in wisdom that I have acquired. Because I went through all that I did, I have learned all that I know now, and I have such resilience and strong faith that the power is in the surrender. The power is in the surrender. The strength is not in holding tight unto what you have or what you're trying to get, but in letting it go. And that every step of the way, knowing
and having solid faith and belief that you are provided for and very well supported by the higher being that you believe in, whatever you believe in, your God, your highest self, your ancestors, the universe. They are always supporting you and you are provided for.
With this brand new lens in which I see life, I am in overwhelming, deep gratitude that I'm given the hardships and challenges thrown my way. And it's crazy to say that and hear myself to say that. But it's because I know that my God, the universe, and my ancestors could choose someone else for the job. And they could choose to guide someone else, give someone else the capacity, the time, the chance, the opportunity that I was given. But they chose me. And they chose me to train and go through all of what I went through and still going through so I can be successful in delivering whatever it is that I was chosen to do. With every wound and pain, I know that I am a step away to a tool that I need to carry out the mission. With every drop of blood and tears, I know that I am in the right path towards where I am called to be. With every heartache, I know that I am given a renewed strength and wisdom to have a bigger container to receive. It has not been an easy life. It's not as hard as others, and I am most definitely lucky than most people. Because for the most part, at some level, I always had options. And whatever happened and whatever I went through, I have always been guided to make my own decisions and have discernment and make my move in my own time. Nonetheless, it's been fairly tough. So it is such a gift to wake up with this gift of perspective, and I cannot be more grateful. I really don't know where I stand with 2022, with the past 4 years, 3 or 4 years of my life being so crazy, crazier than before. And I feel like I speak for us when I say this. So I am hopeful that 2022 is going to give us a better year, that things will be better for everybody. If not, I am hopeful that we gain the strength, the wisdom, the spirituality, the faith that we need to appreciate whatever it is that comes our way. And that is how I am creating my life this year. That is how I wanted to start. And that is the gift that I was given that I want to share with you all. And that is all for this episode. It's a real quick and dirty one. I was just being in my feelings. I also just turned 30, you all. I know. There's a relief in me that finally I'm 30, because there's this limiting belief of I'm only 20 something. Who would listen to me? Who would want to work with me? But if you are one of my clients, I thank you so dearly. I hold you so close to my heart. And yeah, I think this is something that as a parent, I always teach my children to look at the bigger picture, to be in your feelings and acknowledge the pain, to go through the pain. Because honey, there's no other way through anything but just to go through it. There's no way around it but through. And do not stop there. Do not just go through the pain. Do not just go through the hardships. Step back and pick out the lessons and collect the gifts that comes with it and collect the new perspective and wear the better lens, because it always, no matter how ugly the situation is, it always comes with it. And this is not to gaslight any of your feelings and say, let's just look at the bright side, nothing like that. And please don't do that to yourself. That's not what I mean. But essentially what I'm saying is that it feels obvious and it seems like something that a mother would always remind. I always remind my firstborn child to look at the good things first. But it's been real. It's been hard to do that and to be standing in a place where I know that whatever comes my way is for my greater good or for the greater good of the community that I serve, for the greater good of my people. To have that solid faith is such a gift. And I wish that for you in 2022 and beyond. That's it. I, again, wish you happy 2022. And I'll see you in the next episode. I am excited. I'm going to go. But I'm excited to say that I am full force back into my coaching world. And I have open spots for my clients cooking new programs. But I do have open spots in working with my clients one-on-one. If you just want to do a one-time coaching session, holistic coaching session with me, let me know. Reach out to me at Coach Unapologetic on Instagram. And I can also accommodate you for a three-month holistic life and business coaching program. We'll talk about working through your limiting beliefs and gaining that new lens that you already own. It is yours for the taking. You just have to take the step. All right, you all. I'll see you in the next episode, and I hope you have a good day. Au revoir.